All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to We Fucked Up for another episode.
Yeah.
With Day. I'm Dave.
I'm Red, apparently.
I'm still Hannah.
She's still Hannah. She's
I'm just great still to Hannah. Great sounds to like a sitcom.
I'm still Hannah. Working Elton John into every episode from now on.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, have you done that since the start? Because that would be, imagine we listen back.
Imagine if you didn't.
Damn, she said Rocket Man. I didn't even pick it up at the time. That's impressive.
Just, for that one episode, she's the old Benny and the Jet the entire time.
You guys missed
that. That's what the crocodile was here for.
Not exactly subliminal. We're just idiots.
I get it. He bit my leg off. I should have really.
God. It's amazing we know so much about Elton John.
Yeah.
He is fantastic.
How much do we know about Elton John? Should that be this episode?
No.
Today's
episode. We know enough.
Do we? Do you ever really know enough about Elton John?
He just did carpool karaoke. I got to learn. You know carpool karaoke?
Yeah, with that guy.
James Corden.
Thanks.
Yeah. Carpool tunnel syndrome. Wait, no.
Carpool tunnel syndrome.
Sorry.
Anyway,
got three workmates with me.
How's everybody going?
Pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you think this is weird, but Mum sends me messages all the time. And
Carmel.
Like, yeah, Carms.
Should I say her name?
Hi, Dahl.
Yes, Hannah, you can say people's names.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
She's like, hi, Dahl. How are you? A-OK. Did you get the petrol vouchers I sent last week?
Aww.
And then she goes, MD, which is Mother Dearest. And
then seriously, she acronyms her own name and also the suffix. The suffix previous
it's
to her
Carmel,
name.
It's Carmel, MD, medical doctor.
Mother Dearest, the
did
suffix
you get
after
the petrol
her name.
Vouchers yes. And the MD I sent you.
Look, like you'll just get like a letter in the mail from Mum with like some
laced
vouchers in there.
With MDMA.
And petrol. Sorry. No. She's planning a heist.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that? Do you get like letters in
no.
the mail?
My nan sends me money.
That's in, nice.
She every now and then she'll send me a $10 note or a $20 note. She's so nice, wrapped in alfoil in a card in the mail. And I asked her, Nan, what's the alfoil all about? And it's somehow she thinks that they won't be able to detect it.
No.
If it's wrapped in alfoil.
She thinks it
makes me want to cry. My heart feels so happy whenever I get alfoil in the mail from my nan. It's so beautiful.
So hang on. So she sends a letter and in that letter is money and the money is wrapped in alfoil. And she thinks that the postal service are tracking and monitoring her mail.
I don't know.
They've got like a code for her. We got a 319. There's a $10 note
from a
grandma
to it.
Does that make you think that maybe in a past life she was some kind of spy and they're still monitoring her?
Maybe.
And anytime that she sends mail, they're actually like, because I don't assume
she's a very intelligent woman.
I don't assume that when I send mail, that the postal service are going to like, you know, put it through some kind of CAT scan to see what's in there.
She went through the Depression era, didn't she? I don't know, tough times.
Yeah. No, I'm not saying she hasn't seen her fair share of poverty and pain.
Anyway, back to Carmel.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So what's the deal with this?
So Mum just like sends me occasionally like sort of vouchers or like just
it's
like
so cute.
Or drugs.
Like, yeah, drugs. And then like I have to use them or
does
pretend I do.
Cam, does your brother get them?
That's the next bit. Wait, hold on, I'm just scrolling through. Give one to Cam. And then I said, nah. And
give one to your 41-year-old brother.
Why doesn't send them to Cam directly? Are you the favourite?
So give one of the vouchers to Cam, watch the use-by date. And I went, nah. And she went, yep. And then I went, nah, don't wanna.
Just no response to that.
Yeah. And this is also you'll save a couple of bucks.
4 cents a litre.
Oh, my God.
It just sucks, though, that you're the favourite son and yet you still get the shittiest thing. Like, it's not even a good thing that you get. It's like, you're the favourite son. Here, deal with all of this paperwork and divvying it out and sending it out to your brother. It sucks.
I think she's so sweet.
Yeah. No, thanks, Mum.
So great.
Well, this one's for you, Carmel. Shout out to Carmel for this episode. It's all
this is all for you,
dedicated
Mum.
To you, Carmel Peterson.
Her last maiden name's Halberstader.
What? Damn. What is it?
Halberstader. And so
Halberstader.
She's a robot. It's Halberstader 2000.
And so when the Halberstaders arrived in Australia, they were obviously German, and they were called Halberstadt.
Uh-huh.
And so they changed it to fit in to Halberstader.
That worked a treat.
Yeah, that worked out well, didn't it?
Yeah,
and they're all farmers in Rockhampton.
Wow.
And there's lots of them.
Yeah.
And if you say sort of, hey, Halby, nickname. Like in the street of like in anywhere in Rockhampton, sort of half the street turns around.
Wow,
feels very Space Odyssey 2001. Like how it's actually 3000
Space Odyssey 2016. Rockhampton.
Rocky.
All right, Carmel.
Carmel, this one's for you. Yeah, wait, if, I should call you Mum.
Yeah, has anyone ever called their mum by their first name, by her first name? My mother's name's Philomena. And my dad's name's Roman, right? So at school it was Phil. Everyone shortens to Phil and it's Roman. So at school we would get mail like Phil and Roman Zwolenski. And my all the people in the class would be like, you've got two dads, Phil and Roman. And I was always like, that scarred me. And clearly to this day it's true.
Yeah. I never called my mum. My mum's name is Penny. I never called her Penny.
Penelope?
No, do you know someone? How fucked is this? Okay, so her name is Penelope Cook, right?
Yeah.
Not really hard. It's not like Carmel Hooverstank. What's her
name? 3,000.
Yeah. This courier came to the door one day and said, are you Penelope Cook?
No.
Penelope.
No.
Penelope Cook.
No.
Penelope Cook.
No, I'm not. And you're a dickhead.
Penelope Cook.
Penelope Cook.
No. Even if it was Penelope Cook,
yeah,
you'd
cook.
Be like,
that's
oh,
an actual
cook.
Word.
Yeah, it means to cook.
Yeah.
Well done.
Let's get a question happening.
All right, the question today, I've got it here. And as we know, Sophie Dyson's our researcher here, guys. As, and now we all know Sophie's part of the...
That was great, Hannah.
Part of the WFU community.
Can we just do that again?
No.
Wait. Can we just... You say Sophie Dyson and we just do the same thing again.
Woo.
Yes, done it yet.
Okay. Yeah. Sophie Dyson's joined us as a researcher.
Woo!
Good little... Yeah, it was a harmonised woo.
Yeah, nailed it.
Womanized. Harmonized woo. So, yeah, Soph, thanks for this. So, Soph, as you know from last episode, we explained Soph's our researcher now. You send it to the questions goes to her. She's a fact checker.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
The question today is, boys and girls, why am I doing it like a child? Sorry.
Start again.
No, just keep going.
Yeah, I am.
Do it.
The question today is, how do I normally do it? I've lost my
question is.
Is that what I do? Okay, how do I normally do it? Is there a thing
now? You
just
did it right then.
Okay, so the question is...
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, okay. I don't want to do it the same every week. I feel like I want a little bit of leeway here to just play around a little bit.
Okay,
so the question today...
No, you fucked it.
Oh, God damn it. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, the question today is...
No.
Good? Let's just... Come on.
What? Yeah.
Just let me be me.
No. Never.
All right, the question is... What does the word avocado literally mean?
Holy crap,
Sorry, that was sent in by, I've got the name here, Jackson. Sorry, Jackson's the name. Jackson, thank you for listening. We appreciate you. Part of the We Fact Up community.
That's a crap.
It definitely
means. I don't even know where to start with
avocado.
That.
Let's break it down, guys.
Latin? So,
avoc and ardo.
Okay, where did avocados, where do they come from? My friend Leon, his mum's partner. Uh-huh. Used to live in a kibbutz in Israel and farm avocados. Maybe he didn't. Maybe I've made that up. Someone I know.
Oh my God.
Maybe it's not him. Someone I know did.
Was it definitely avocados? Or that could
avocados
be made up
and
too?
Israel. That's all.
Nowhere closer to the answer.
Hey. It's step by step,
hey,
okay?
Mate,
it's baby
I'm just
steps.
I'm just thinking, like, if. Where are they native to? Where are they coming from? So that word is obviously going to be native to that country.
Have a go.
Have a go.
Maybe it's ancient.
No.
France?
Okay. Why?
Why not?
Yeah, jeez. What's all the questions?
Avocado. Do you know there's an avocado land?
What do you mean, where?
In Queensland.
Oh, you know that makes sense. Yeah,
you
yeah.
ride on a little train. You
is it made
avocados.
Out of an avocado?
No, they just grow.
Oh, like
it's like an avocado. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
man?
No, there's a big
you're
pineapple. There's a big.
It's not a big avocado.
It's not a big.
It's just avocado land.
It's avocado land.
Really?
It's a landfill.
And they missed the trick of having a big avocado.
They bucked the trend.
No, maybe
you know,
they
there's so much big stuff in Queensland. You don't
oh, they have all maybe these kooky
do.
Things in Queensland. There was Nostalgia Town with Ghost Hut.
Are you joking?
No, this is a thing.
There's a town called Nostalgia Town.
No. They had like a little sort of fun park called Nostalgia Town.
It's called Nostalgia Town.
Yeah, and so it's all like all these people dressed up in old-timey clothes. But then not only was it Nostalgia Town with all these crazy sort of 1920s, 30s stuff, they had Ghost Hut, which is like...
How does that work?
So it's a putt-putt, but spooky. And so you like putt into a goat's mouth
sounds
or something,
amazing.
You know, and then
you're
meant to be scared.
Sounds a little sexual to me.
Wow.
Putting balls into a goat's mouth.
So what happened? Hang on. It's called Nostalgia Park.
Town.
Nostalgia Town.
Get it right.
So it's like a Jurassic Park, but of just old memories that you've forgotten.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically
like things that, from certain
ironically,
eras.
That was their tagline.
Right. It's like Jurassic Park, but shit.
Okay, so avocado.
I think the big nut, I mean, the big seed in it is significant some way. Like it's.
You know, I had an avocado the other day, did not have that nut in it.
What?
Seed. No joke, the
a
seed.
Seedless avocado.
It had a seed. I opened it up and it was.
Out.
No joke, but it had the hole in it. Like, as in it.
Are you sure that Imogen didn't?
I guarantee you, my girlfriend did not cut open an avocado, take the seed out, reseal it, put it back in the fruit bowl just to wait to see the hilarity that ensued. That
actually,
did not take place.
Weird.
Oh, my God.
That's can't explain actually, that. Can't explain that at
all. Like it was like a ghost at Nostalgia Town, just a missing avocado seed. Just having like a.
Avocado.
Av O.
Car.
Avoca. Avoca.
From Avoca Beach.
Yeah.
Where is that?
It's in Sydney, isn't it?
Is it?
I think
surely
it's
this name comes
like
from Sydney.
Or something.
Discovered in Sydney in 1912. The avocado.
I want to know the answer.
Do you? Should
I
we just?
I think it means two things. Like avocado means something and cardo means seed.
What if it's a avocado? Singular avocado.
Vocation. A job.
It's a job.
A job. Get a job, you dickhead.
Did you mean
avocados?
When you say get a job, did you mean eat this avocado? I think you might have.
Let's find out, hey.
Yeah.
Goodbye, yellow brick road.
Sing it.
You got a really nice voice, Hannah. You ever thought about singing?
No.
Why not?
Because.
You just got a good voice.
I have a job.
I meant as an artistic outlet. You're all about the money.
No, all about the money.
Working in Aboriginal communities. God, such a sellout. All right, let's just lead straight. Let's just go with it. Oh, this is We Fucked Up.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any last thoughts on avocado before I tell you the real answer?
No, I just want to know.
Because I know the answer now. I'm reading it. But okay. And it's so far off anything that we were even close to. But it comes from a language. It comes from an actual ancient language.
Mm.
And it's Aztec.
Ooh.
Right, which is, that's pretty.
French.
No. Not French. Never been French. The Aztecs, not the French.
French Aztecs.
South America.
French Aztecs. Yeah, so it's Aztecian. Is that how you say it, Hannah?
Yep.
And I'm going to stop here.
Yeah, come on.
Because you're peeling the label off of your beer. Hannah's just sitting there disinterested, disengaged. Peeling the label off of your beer.
I was totally engaged. My head was in Machu Picchu. Yeah. I was imagining, what? Is that a big problem?
Isn't that the Incas?
Yeah.
Different to the Aztecs. I think that's a different place.
No, well, I think.
Hence why I wanted to stop and say, is your heart really in this?
I was fully immersed in avocado. Like,
is your artichoke heart in this, Hannah?
No, my avocado heart is. I was imagining it all.
What were you imagining? Talk me through what you were thinking
all right,
just then.
So on Instagram recently, Gwyneth Paltrow went to Peru and she was doing.
Oh my God.
Not even kidding. This is where I went. And I was thinking, okay, cool. So South America, avocados, that makes total sense.
Uh-huh.
And then you said the thing about French and I was like, what an idiot, Spanish. Kidding. Not at that time. But then I thought, how did they get to Israel?
Who?
Avocados. Why would they be farming avocados in Israel? And why would there be avocados?
Just because of your mate Harry or whatever it was.
No, why would they be? Why would they also have avocado land in northern New South Wales? What? Okay, let's keep going.
No.
We're trying to. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Just don't. Let me peel my beer. Yeah.
All right, here.
What's the answer?
Avocado means testicle.
Oh, cool. Cut. Yeah, that makes sense.
Does it?
Kind of.
What was it called? What was it called before that?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
What?
But in English, it means avocado.
Because
sure
someone's seen that and gone, testicle.
Bit like a testy.
Yeah, yeah, that's what happened. Do you want me to tell you
now,
what happened?
Yeah. My hands are trying to imagine the feeling of an avocado seed and a testicle.
And what do you feel when you imagine that?
I think it's pretty accurate.
Yep, spot on.
One's a bit harder than the other.
I don't know.
I would have thought a little more like kiwi fruit. Or is that, should I see a doctor?
Oh my God, dude, no.
No, that's wrong. But just, I think, just in the fact that
like
kiwi
green
fruit's a little.
On the inside.
Yeah, well, you guys don't. Yeah. Anna, you. No.
And not when you slice it open? No.
I just kind of think because the hair, maybe. Like avocados are so bald. Yeah. Like mine, I'm not a 7 year old.
Thank God.
Let's not make this a podcast about your testes.
It's about testicles in general, right? No, we can't avoid it.
Yeah, we can't avoid it.
We can't. Okay. We got to face facts.
Okay.
Face facts. That's a good little tagline. You know, I think we should have like a.
You've been trying to force this shit for ages, and it's fucked.
Let's have a catchphrase, guys.
No, because we're not shit.
We fucked up. Time to face facts.
Oh God, this is a bit where we just. Can I peel? I'm going to peel my label now because Dave's going to go on a rant.
All right, let's just get back into the testes, eh?
Sure.
So it comes from Nahatli Indian.
Wow.
Okay,
so the Nahatli Indian, I don't know if I'm saying that right.
So sure that
I
you're
apologize
not.
Yeah, you're to all,
that one.
Apologize to all the native Indians listening to our show. I'm sure there's lots. The word ahukati, meaning testicle.
That's even worse.
Come on, I'm just doing the best
Keep
I can.
Going.
Yep.
It is thought that the reference is either due to the avocado shape or the fact that it was considered to possess aphrodisiac qualities by the Aztecs. Mm. In Spanish, ahuacate became aguate. Sorry. And eventually avogato and then avocado. In English, the fruit was first described as an avocado pear because of its pear-like shape.
Yes.
Oh. So later it also became known as an alligator pear.
Right.
Oh, scaly.
Maybe, yeah, given the alligator-like appearance to the skin. Red's genius is growing exponentially as the days go on.
There's a really great book by this German chick and
Hitler.
She... No.
I'm Adolfi Hitler. Wait, I'll stop talking.
She has this thing about an avocado where she like puts the seed inside of her.
Ooh.
So basically, she does something with her. I'm not going to go into that. But basically,
I think you got to keep going.
Already
now.
Into it.
I didn't even finish it. It was about a girl, and she put an avocado seed up her clacker.
Okay, let's move on then. Let's
all your good bookstores.
Listeners can read that in their own time. This is not a Mills and Boone. Okay, so over time, the term avocado became the common word used to describe the fruit in English. The word guac. Oh, this is a little bit of extra stuff that Sophie,
guacamole.
Our researcher, has thrown down here.
Good on you, Sophie.
The word guacamole also derives from a Nahuatli Indian word named ahuacamole, which is compounded from ahuagati and moli, the latter word meaning sauce or soup. Soup, testicle sauce.
Sauce or
testy
soup?
It said here, testicle sauce. So on this, this is todayifoundout.com.
Wow.
So we referenced it, todayifoundout.com.
Hey, that's pretty good. I think that's another one that's going to stick in my head.
Oh, good.
Testy, avos and testes.
Yeah.
And now do you think when you're holding two avocados, you'll be thinking, wish there was a penis?
No, I don't think
what
so.
What about if you're holding two?
I'm going to be thinking when I'm holding two avocados is, wow, Dave thinks his nuts feel like
kiwi fruits. And so, say that to the guy you're with. That'll be weird.
Yeah.
What the Dave thinks his nuts feel like kiwi fruits. That would be weird.
Yeah, especially if his name's not Dave. He's like Tom. He's like,
if his name was Dave, it would be weird.
It's true.
Dave thinks his balls feel like kiwi fruits. Yeah, why are you talking about me in the third person? This is weird.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, why are you speaking right now? This is strange. I don't understand how we got here.
How'd you get through the door?
What?
Is he fat?
No, why would it be fat though? There's no.
You can't fit through the door.
No, I think Red's saying it's a break and enter.
And he went straight to holding his like avocado nuts.
A woman holding. It was Hannah holding a man's balls.
Yeah.
And so it was more about how did Hannah break into this house and start fondling this man's avocado testicles.
Let's not be talking about this.
Look, you brought it up.
I didn't.
You started it.
So avocado means. Testicle means avocado.
Wow.
So I guess now every time you're biting into a sweet little juicy delicious avocado, just remember, guys, that means testicle.
Yeah. Bit like a poached
egg. You can't unknow that. So
yeah.
Welcome to.
Years ago I was like, hang on a second. Every time I go to breakfast, I order poached eggs, but I don't like poached eggs. And then I realized, because every time I get poached eggs, I think. Testies on toast.
Actually, it was you that was telling me at brunch once. Just like,
the poached eggs look like testicle.
Was it you saying it looked like the helicopter brings in like a sack?
No, that was not me.
So does that mean if you order poached eggs on toast with avocado, it's like a testy party. It's like a sausage fest.
Yeah, nuts on toast. Oh,
can I be nuts on toast, please?
Nuts on toast.
Oh, you mean avocado and eggs. Yeah, got it. Yeah, sweet.
Eggs and avocado.
Yeah. All right,
well,
oh, cool.
I think we leave that with the listeners, that if you're I imagine in my head some people are eating avocado with their toast right now as they're listening to this over their morning meal.
Mm.
And they're like, well, I'm never listening
breakfast,
to this show
that's
again.
Called.
Yeah. Sorry, breakfast. Morning meal, did
morning
I say?
Morning meal. Oh my God.
Have I got morning meal?
Thanks today to Sophie Dice for doing all our research for us. Thanks so much.
Thanks, us dog.
Todayifoundout.com was where we got our information from today. If you like our show, go to iTunes, give us subscribe. That's number one. Give us a rating.
Yeah.
Give us a review. All the good stuff. Tell your friends.
Post me a letter.
Tackle Dave in the street and pin him down and say you love the show is also a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't do that.
Do that.
Again. That happens enough to me without even anyone liking our show. And send us questions as always. We love them. Send them to Sophie, courtesy of Sophie Dyson.
Nice one, Dave.
You!
What an exit.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.